U.S. occupation authorities have been urging the Iraqi people to rebuild their country, but Iraqis are finding that it's not so easy. One of the big problems is that Americans are driving up prices. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
For once, they're not talking politics in Baghdad's biggest slum, Sadr City. It's the heartland of radical Shiite opposition to the U.S. occupation and a stronghold of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. But today, the talk's about life's basic necessities. Trucks roll in, carrying gravel, rocks and sand. These are the commodities that matter to anyone rebuilding after a war. The chief issue is the soaring price of the ordinary household brick.
It's gone up from 18 dinars to 90 dinars for one brick.
The dust-caked, hard-eyed men who work in Baghdad's brick market are not happy. The U.S. keeps telling Iraqis they must take responsibility for rebuilding their society. But they say it's not as easy as that. You can't build without bricks. There was a time, they say, when these cost a pittance. Not anymore.
We are losing the client of the Iraqis. We are right. I mean, only for the American clients to get higher prices. And this is like a big trouble for us. So most of the people, poor people, they cannot afford it.
Aboud Lefty El Ami is trying to buy bricks for his new house. He says he was planning to build a nice big place for his family of 10. He's come here to shop, moving from truck to truck, each one containing exactly 4,000 bricks, each one carefully stacked by Iraqi boys. But he hadn't factored in the prices.
The prices are unimaginable. One truckload of bricks now costs you 300,000 dinars. Before, it was only about 80 or 90,000. The Americans caused this increase. This is an outrageous price.
There are lots of reasons for this price hike. Bricks are more expensive because transport and labor costs have gone up, not least because of the lack of security. It's not safe to run trucks through Iraq at night. But the brick sellers chiefly blame the US. They say the military has been buying bricks in large quantities to fortify their bases, driving up prices. You'd think this boom, albeit courtesy of the unloved occupiers, would make any retailer happy. But brick seller Hamoud Jabbar says it's driven away his other clients, the Iraqis.
The business is not good because most of the people, they don't buy because of the higher prices, because most of them buy made by the Americans. But they're taking our bricks or our sand, and some of them, they close some roads to get fresh sand or fresh dust.
Hamoud Jabbar says there's another worry, the U.S.'s decision to close some key routes into Baghdad. He says this could produce a shortage of building materials.
Like before, each day, like every day, they came at least 30 trucks. Now it's only come like two or three a day. Of course, this is an effect on us. We are concerned because we're gonna out of work, so we're not going to work.
It's a year since the fall of Baghdad. There's not been much rebuilding by Iraqis. The worry now in Baghdad's Brick Lane is that there'll be even less. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.